Okay, so today I wanted to focus on a short simon. We'll see. Hopefully the chabur will also be short. You'll decide if it's sweet. I can't. I won't presume to say that it will be sweet. You'll have to tell me afterwards. Okay, so it says in Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph, it's one sif, which deals with a situation of a loan between a Jew and a goy, and then the goy converts and he becomes Jewish as well. So this is based on a Gemara in Bamsiyah in Beis Manalef in the first source. Tanur Rabbanan Yisrael Shalava Mas Ben Nachri Beribis Zakfan Alav Milva Ben Isgayer. So what happens if Yisrael borrows money from a goy, and they have an arrangement of ribis, and then the goy goes ahead and he Zakfan Alav Milva, so he combines the karen and the ribis into one chov. So now it's all one lump sum. And then after that, he converts. So im kodem shenis gaiv zakfan alav milva. So the brisa qualifies the statement. It says if he would convert after the zakifa, so then goves hakerem goves ribis. Then he would collect both the karen and the ribis. Vim laachar shenis gaiv zakfan alav milva goves hakerem veinu goves ribis. But if he only does the zakifa after he converts, so then he can collect the karen, but he cannot collect the ribis. In other words, even though there was a zakifa, we separate out the karen and we only allow him to collect that. And then on the flip side, the brisa continues, v'chein nachri shalova maz miyisrael. If it would be the other way around, that the nachri would be the lova. So again, if there's a zakifa, in other words, if the Jewish malva did a zakifa before the nachri converted, so im mashal neskar zakfan al b'milva gova eskerem eseribis, then that allows the Jewish malva to collect now from the ger. He could collect the ribis. But if he only did the zakifa after the goy lova converted, then govas hakerem veina govas haribis, then he cannot collect the ribis. That's the opinion of Tanakam. Rabbi Yossi Omer, nachri shalova must be Yisrael. In that latter case, where the nachri is the lova, so then benkach benkach govas hakerem govas haribis. Whether the zakifa was done before the conversion or after the conversion, either way, the Yisrael Malva could collect from the Ger, the Karen and the Ribis. And the Gemara continues, Amarava, Amarav Chista, Amarav Huna, Halachak Rabbi Yossi, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, and Amarav, my time with Rabbi Yossi, Kadeshul Yom, Rabbi Shemosim, Eskarizeh. So Rav explains the reason Rabbi Yossi is a special reason. That is, in principle, really, Rabbi Yossi would agree with the Tanakama, but it's only for a special reason that we don't want to say. We don't want people to think that the guy only converted to get out of having to pay ribbis. Therefore, we say that the Jew should collect the ribbis. So that's the brisa. Now, the question that we have to deal with, we're really going to focus more on the first case where the guy is the malva. We're going to focus on that more, but as you'll see, we're going to have to see what the different mefarshim say, rishonim achronim, say about the second case for the guys, the lova, because sometimes we can infer from what they say about the second case what they hold about the first case. And just for sake of clarity, because it's going to become confusing later on, like I said, we're focusing more on the case of the guy who's the malva. So sometimes we will find the phrase of resha and seifa. That doesn't mean resha, the case where the guy's the malva, and seifa where the guy's the lova. It means resha and seifa is resha is where he did the zakifa before conversion, and seifa is where he did the zakifa after conversion. So just so that we don't get lost. Okay, so the question we have to deal with in that first case, when we say the halacha, the brisa just says the halacha is that if the guy malva, he does the zakifa before he converts, so then he can collect the karen and the ribis. But if he does the zakifa after he converts, then he can collect the karen and not the ribis. So we have to figure out in both cases, what does it mean when we say he can collect the karen and the ribis? Does that mean he can collect all the ribis that was supposed to that was due to him based on this arrangement? Or does that only mean that he could collect, let's say, the ribis that accrued while he was still a guy? But once he converted, he might not collect the ribis until after he's already converted, but he can only collect the ribis that was there already, that accrued while he was still a guy. But the ribis that accrued after he became Jewish, maybe he wouldn't be able to collect. So that's one question I have to deal with. And this, in the other case, where the zakifa is done after conversion, so it says he can collect the keren, but not the ribis. So again, which ribis can't he collect? Does that mean he can't collect any ribis? He can't collect both the ribis that accrued after he became Jewish, and not even the ribis that accrued while he was still a guy? Or no, it just means he can't collect the new ribis that accrued after he became Jewish, but he can still collect the old ribis that was there that accrued while he was still a guy. So if you look at the Rush, the source 2, the Rush says the following. Tanur Rabbani Yisrael Shalava Masman Anakri Beribis Zakhan Lava Milva Vinskayer. Imash Lona Skyer Zakhan Lava Milva Govas Kemes Haribis. The Govas Haribis. So he just says, he quotes the Brisa as we have it, that if he did the Zakifa before the conversion, so then he could collect the Karen and the Ribis. And the Rush doesn't explain whether or not it's all the Ribis or only part of the Ribis. But then he continues, Imish Nisgayer Zakhan Lava Milva. But if he did the Zakifa after conversion, then Govas Akarim Ve'in Govas Ribis. And there the Rush continues, Va'afilu HaRibis Sha'ala Ala Milva Kodim Shinisgayer. And even the Ribis, which already accrued before he converted, even that Ribis he cannot collect. So in other words, he can't collect the new Ribis that accrued while after he became Jewish, and he can't even collect the old Ribis, which was there, which already accrued before he converted. And the Rush explains, the Kaven the Lo Zak from Alba Milva, Kolim Shinskar, since he didn't do Zakifa before him, before he converted, Hashu the Kashakamani Ribisa. So it doesn't make a difference if that Ribis accrued Beheter, but right now he's a Jew and he's collecting Ribis from a Jew, so right now it's Aser. So that's the way the Rush explains it. Now if you look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef points out that in terms of, like I said, the Rush is not clear what is the din in the first case where the Zakifa was done before conversion, so the Rush just quotes the Bryce as we have it. Go Vesakarim or Go Vesaribis, he can collect both. Which Ribis are we talking about? So the Beis Yosef quotes a Machlokas between the Ma'arik and the Trumas Hadeshin regarding this case. And he says as following, source 3, Va'ahod Tanya, Imach Lonis Gar Zakfo Gova Esakarim Vesaribis. So if the Zakifa was done before he converted, then he can collect the Karen and the Ribis. Kasim Ma'arik Besharish Kuflam Avav, De Leharash. According to the Rush, in that case where he did this kiva before converting, where we say he could collect ribis, according to the Rush, Hainu Dafka Ribis Allah Achelonis Gayer. The Ma'arik understands that according to the Rush, that means that he could collect the ribis that accrued before he converted. Avalo Ribis Allah Mishnis Gayer, but he cannot collect the ribis that accrued after him, after he converted. Ubal Trimas Hadeshim, a Simon Shin Gimel, Cholakalov. But the Trimas Hadeshim argues, and he maintains the Laharash Af Ribis Allah Mishnas Gayer Gova, even the Ribis that accrued after he converted, he could collect that as well. Again, the Zakifa was done before the conversion. So now, the way the Trumas Hadesh understands, the Rush would hold that he could collect all the Ribis, even the Ribis that accrues after he is already a Jew. Why? Why is he allowed to collect it? The Mishasha Zak for Lubim Milva. Once he did the Zakifa b'milva before he converted, Havalei Kulo k'Karen, everything becomes like Karen. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if it's accruing afterwards. It's already part of the entire chov, and therefore, there's no problem for him to collect all of it. L'zedot in Divrei Rabbeinu, and this seems to be the way the Torah understands as well. Das Ram, B'tshuvas HaMeltzer, Shkaz Mordechai, Da'af Rabish Alam Shizkar, Gova Mitimisha, Shazak V'Kachashav k'Karen. And according to the Trimas Hadeshin, the Rush would hold like his Rebbe, like the Ma'aram, that who holds the same way, that that once the Zakifa is done, that makes everything like Karen, and therefore he collect all of it. And this svara that the Trimas Hadeshin quotes to explain the din according to the Rush, the way he understands it, that once the Zakifa is done, everything becomes like Karen. So in fact, Rashi on the page on the Gemara, but Metzia, he explains the same way that he said the Mishas Zakifa have a kigavui. Once you have a Zakifa, everything is like it's all like it's collected. So that seems to be what Rashi explains as well.
Everything up to the Zakifa becomes
right. So that's why I'm not sure. It seems that the Rashi might hold like the Trimas Hadeshin, but you're right. It's not Mukhruch and Rashi. You wanted to say something?
No, it's Rashi.
Yeah, but he's talking. But he's talking in a case where he's collecting it now. He's collecting it now after he's a Jew. So we say Govis Haribis. So why is he allowed to collect the Ribis? So Rashi explains the Mishas Kifa have a Kigavui. So at that point, you're already.
The Jewish point out the Stevens of Gemara sounds like the Trumas Hadeshin. That's your point out. The Gemara sounds like the Trumas Hadeshin. You're right.
Okay, fine. So the Rush is so Rashi's not Mukhruch. I'm just putting out there that there's a Lashon Rashi that also seems to say a similar Svara. Clearly, the Trumas Hadeshin is applying it to say that he can collect all the Ribis. That's explicit in the Trumas Hadeshin. And Rashi, again, you're right. It's not Mukhruch. Okay, that's why I didn't put Rashi on the page. Okay, so So if you look at the Torah, so the Torah paskins as follows: Yisrael shalav amos migoy b'nisgayer imach lo nisgayer zok v'lo b'milva govetz kerem v'esa ribis shaharei kolim shnisgayer chazakula kikerem d'mishas zakiva chashiv kigavoy. So I don't know what you want to say about that lashon. He says kula kikerem, everything is like kikerem. I don't know. It sounds like he's talking about everything, even that which accrues afterwards. V'imla'achas shnisgayer zok v'milva govetz kerem v'lo ribis. And then he says uperish demnei v'arash da'afilu ribis sha'ala kolim shnisgayer asalikach. That he can't even collect the. Sorry? Okay, fine. Again, the Chumash Sedeshin thought that the Torah sounded like the way he's explaining the Rush. So that's what Chumash Sedeshin said. Okay.
Who quotes the Torah?
In the previous. In the Beis Yosef quotes the Chumash Sedeshin in source 3. So he said that Leza Notan Divri Rabbeinu. That the Torah, the Beis Yosef is saying that he thinks that the Torah follows that as well. Okay. Anyway, so then the Torah continues and points out a machlokas regarding the second case that we say as follows: V'goy shalava must, sorry, V'goy shalava miYisrael beribis from Nisgayer. So in the other case where the guy is the lova who borrowed from the Jew, then I feel lozak from b'milva al achar shenisgayer. Even if the zakiva was owned, then after he converted, gova karen viribis shelo yamer b'shuma osav shelzeh nisgayer zeh. As we saw in the Gemara, that we pass on like Reb Yossi, and the reason that the Gemara explains is that we don't want to say that he that the goy converted just to get out of having to pay the ribis. So therefore, a special takana, we have the Yisrael collect the ribis. And over here, there's a machogas because the Torah quotes v'hu adinami lozak from alav b'milva kevin shelova. So he points out that this svara, kadesha lo yomru, that we shouldn't say that he converted just to get out of ribis, so that svara applies to chora even if there was no zakifa whatsoever. And then he points out a machlokas, because of harama, she'in rosin al ribis ala kodem shesgayer. Even with the svara, that only allows him to collect the ribis that accrued while he was still a goy. That we shouldn't say that he in order to get out of that ribis that already accrued while he was a goy, therefore he converted so he shouldn't have to pay it. No, we say that the Jew could still, the malva could still collect that ribis. Avalomash alalach shesgari. But he can't, but the malva cannot collect the ribis that accrues after the goy converts, because then he's collecting ribis that accrued on a Jew. The Adoni V'arash is al-kasa, but the Torah quotes that the Rush holds, should know sin afilu ribis alalach shesgari achas baron. That the Rush says that he can collect all the ribis. In other words, he's Rush understands that this svar, Kadesh Yomru, allows the Malva to collect all the ribis, even the ribis that accrues after the Lova becomes Jewish. Now, just on, again, on, we're focusing more on the first case where the Goy is the Malva. So the Beis Yosef says the following. Again, the Torah is, I guess, Meduyuk, where he doesn't quote his father's opinion, he doesn't quote B'shem the Rush, when in the case where the Zakifa was done before conversion. So again, we said it wasn't clear whether or not that allows him to collect all the ribis or only the ribis that accrues while he's still a goy. So the Rush didn't say anything about that. And the Torah, although he says something, maybe it's not clear what the Torah is saying, but he doesn't quote his father. But in the second case, where the Zakifa is done after conversion, so there he quotes from the Rush that he can't collect the ribis. And the Rush said that means he can't collect even the ribis that already accrued while he was still a goy. And the Beis Yosef quotes on that statement of the Torah, Uperish Adonai Vi Harash, he says, Kein Nira Medivri HaRav HaMagid, Shekasav Perakei Mehilchus Mava. This seems to be the same way that the Rav HaMagid understands, and he quotes what the Magid Mishnah says, The Yesh Mefarish, The Minhadin Gove Komash Allah HaRibis Kolim Shinis Gayer. That really Minhadin, he should be able to collect all the ribis that accrued before the conversion. Afa pishalo zakfu alav milva, even though he didn't do any zakifa. Yachaligvos, he should be able to collect it. El shachachamim tiknu leilach achar zakifa lahachmar. But the chachamim, a special takana, that we should say that since there was a zakifa that was done, so now we're going to be machmar and he can't collect any ribis, which is the way the Rush understands that he can't collect any ribis. Now, again, maybe it's not mokroch, but it seems to me that the Beis Yosef wants to put together this comment of the Magid Mishnah with the Rush. In other words, that he's trying to say that the Rush holds the halacha that he can't collect any ribis if the zakifa was done after conversion. Then the guy, or who now is a ger, cannot collect any ribis, even the ribis that already accrued while he was still a guy. And the reason is, like the Magen Mishnah explains, because of this idea, the Chacham Tiknu Leilch Achar Zkifu LaHachmer. That seems to be the way, to me, that seems to be what the Beis Yosef understands is Pshat in the Rush. And this is explicit in the Prisha, in Source 6, that the Prisha says on the same statement of the Tur, when the Tur quotes from his father, Da'afilu Ribbish Allah Komshin is Gayer, even the Ribbish that accrued while he was still a guy, this Gair now cannot collect. So he says, Perish Dafka Kishazakov. This is Dafka because he did Zakifa. And he explains, the Magia explains, the Oz Gazrina Mashallah Kom Shinskayer, Atu Mashallah Achan Shinskayer, Hov Einu Nikr Bishtar. That once he did a Zakifa, so now he basically mixed everything together. So he mixed together the ribbis that accrued before the conversion, together with the ribbis that accrued after conversion. It's now all mixed together with the Karen. It's all one thing. So now, we don't want to say that he could collect the Karen and he could collect part of the ribbis. It gets too confusing. We're just going to be Gozer. He can't collect any ribbis. So that's Dafka Kishazakov that we say that he can't collect any ribbis. Avalozakov, but if he wouldn't have done a Zakifa, there would be no Zakifa whatsoever. Sai before the conversion, Sai after the conversion, no del haribis shekodim lekein. Then he would be able to collect at least the ribbis that accrued before conversion. V'chemashma b'magin mishnah perakei d'hilchos mava. And the Prisha also says that seems to be what the Magen Mishnah explains as well. So again, the Prisha is pointing out, as seems to be the simple reading of the Magen Mishnah, that it's specifically a special chumrah that has to do with the fact that there was a zakifa done after the conversion. That's why he can't collect the old ribbis that accrued before conversion. But otherwise, in principle, he should be able to. He should be allowed to collect that. Nafkamina would be if he didn't do any zakifa whatsoever. So, in such a case, then he can't collect the new ribbis that accrued while he's already a Jew, but he could collect the old ribbis. So that seems to be the way the Pashup Shah and the Magen Mishnah. That is clearly what the Prisha understands. And again, like I said, it seems that the Beis Yosef, like the Prisha, understands that that's Pshat in the Rush. However, it seems to me that the Rush does not necessarily agree with that comment of the Magen Mishnah. Because if we go back to Lashon of the Rush, what does the Rush say? The Rush said, again in Source 2, he says that if the conversion, if the Zakifa was done after the conversion, so the halacha is, like the Brisa says, Goves HaKaren Ve'ein Goves HaRibis, and in the underlined part, in Source 2, the Rush explains, Va'afilu HaRibis Ala Ala Milva Kol Mishnas Gair. He can't collect even the ribis that accrued before he converted. Why? The Kaven, the low zuck for the love of Milva Komishinskayer, since he didn't do his kifa beforehand, Hashtuhu, the Kashagam Nerebisa. So it sounds like the Rush is focusing on the fact that in the absence of a Zakifa before conversion, so that's it. You can't do anything. And he explains that Hashtuhu, the Kashagam Nerebisa. It's nice that it accrued Beheter, but right now you're collecting it Beisr. And that Svara that the Rush himself gives, Hashtuhu, the Kashagam Nerebisa, sounds like it applies whether or not there was a Zakifa after the conversion, or there was no zakifa whatsoever. Either way, right now he's collecting the ribbis. So that seems to be the pashup shah of the Rush. Furthermore, if we see, it might be even more explicit in the Rush if we consider what exactly is the level of the iser. What's the nature of the iser to collect the ribbis? Is it an iser of ribbis derabanan, or is it an iser ribbis deraisa? So if we look at the comment of the Rush regarding the second half of the Brisa, in Source 7, the Rush quotes as follows. Similarly, if the Nakri, let's say, would be the Lova, and he would be borrowing money by Ribis from a Jew, and there was a Zakifa and there was a conversion. So, if the Zakifa was done before the conversion, so then the Jewish Malva could collect the Karen and the Ribis. The mission is Gar Zakhnal Bimilva, Govas Akarim, Ain Govas Ribis. But if the Zakifa was only done after conversion, so then he could collect the Karim, but not the Ribis. Va'afilu Haribish Allah Alain Be'od Nakri, and he can't even collect the Ribis that accrued while he was still a Goy. While the Lova was still a Goy. But that's the Tanakhama's position. Rabbi Yossi Amr Nakri Shalava Mas Misrael, Beribis, Venis Gar, Benkachu, Benkach, Govas Akarim, Govas Ribis. So over there, the Rabbi Yossi says that whether or not the Zakifa was done before the conversion or after the conversion, either way, the Malva Yisrael can't collect the Ribbis. Amar Skar Amar Huna Halacha Kerab Yosi Amar Rava Maitama the Rab Yosi Shalom Yomru B'Shem Osim and Skar Zeh. So as we saw in the Brisa, that the reason is Kedei Shalom Yomru, we shouldn't say that he converted in order to get out of having to pay Ribbis. And the Rush says Hilkach Shakamei Afilu ribish ala alei mishinis gayer ad shas piron. That's what we saw earlier quoted in the Torah. That was a machlokas between the Ramah and the Rush. So the Rush is saying that therefore he can collect even the ribis that accrued before he converted, all the way up until shas piron, all the ribis. And Rush goes further. Afagaf the isur deraisa kavod. Even though lachora it's an isur deraisa, this is ribis deraisa. Yesh koch b'chacham lakar davim in a Torah filu makam avera. Chacham have an ability to be oker davim in a Torah even b'makam avera. And lachora it's based on the Gemara Yivamas Havtzadi. Although I'm not going to get into it, it's not so clear what we say over there. Right, could be. The Gemara there is talking about Kedushin, let's say. All right, whatever. We're not going to get into that. Fine. But the important part for me is the part that underline that he says, Avagafti Yisur Deraisa Gavit, even though it's an Issa Deraisa, Kadesh El Yomru allows the Mavet to collect the ribis. So what does the Rush mean when he says it's an Issa Deraisa? What's an Issa Deraisa? Which ribis is an Issa Deraisa? Does he mean the new ribis that accrued after he became, after the Lova becomes Jewish, after he's a Ger, that ribis, if you to collect that ribis is an issa deraisa, and yet the Rush is saying he can still collect it? Or is he saying that all the ribis is an issa deraisa, that everything becomes an issa deraisa if he's collecting it now from a Jew, so all the ribis is an issa deraisa? So I would say, if we would say that according to the Rush all the ribis is an issa deraisa, then certainly the Rush, so again going, if we take that idea to the first case where the guy is the malva, so lachar is clear that the Rush does not hold like the Magen Mishnah. There's no idea that you can't collect the old ribis because of a special chumra leilach achar zkifa. It's a din deraisa, you can't collect it. It's an issa ribis deraisa if the Rush holds that way. So that clearly would not be like the Magen Mishnah. On the other hand, many understand that really the Rush is only saying that it's an issa deraisa to collect the new ribis. In other words, it's a split. Really, it's usher to collect both ribis. But the old ribis, to collect the ribis that accrued while he's still a guy, that is only usher midirabaran. But to collect a new ribis is also even midiraisa, and the Rush is saying that even so, yesh koch b'yachacham. And if we explain it that way, then we can understand perhaps that's pshat in the machlokas between the Ramah and the Rush. But again, the Ramah understood in that case where the guy is a lova, and then he converts. So if the zakifa was only done afterwards, Tanakama said that he can't collect, the malva can't collect any ribis, but Rabbi Yossi argued no, he can still collect ribis. So Ramah understood that means kadesh eliyomer only allows him to collect the ribis that accrued while the lova was still a guy. But he can't collect the ribis that accrues while the lova is a Jew. So it could be that the Ramah understands that Kadesh El Yomru allows you to collect the ribis, which is only Asim in the Rabbanon. But it's not going to allow you to collect. It could be the Ramah agrees with the Rush that it would be Nisid Deraisa to collect the ribis that accrues after he's a Jew. But the Rush is willing to say, no, he can collect all the ribis, and then he has to explain that even though it's Nisid Deraisa, it overrides it. Again, that's not Mukhruch, I'm just throwing that out there. Could be that the Ramah does not agree that it's Nisid Deraisa. That statement of the Rush itself is a big chiddush, because it's not so clear. How could it be an issa deraisa? L'chora, the ktsitsa was done beheter, and after he becomes a Jew, there's no ktsitsa anymore. So where's the issa deraisa here, right? And in fact, that's what the Papula Charifta points out in Source 8. Avagaf t'isur deraisa ka'avit, ikid l'medak. Kevin, the mission is gair lohil velo. He didn't lend to him anything after he converted. V'chi katsa simo b'shas halva. And at the time of the ktsitsa, b'shas hava adai nakri hava, u'behetzer katzas, the ktsitsa was done behetzer, amai hava issa deraisa, what's the issa deraisa? The kaspo l'sita melo b'neshach siv. It says you can't give the money to him, b'neshach, means to another Jew. Right? A Jew can't give to another Jew, b'neshach, but this is a guy. And he says, v'afilu Rashi v'sei ate, da'asri midiraisa, afilu ktsitsa de'lach rava, and even according to Rashi and those other Rishonim who say that you can't have a ktsitsa after shas hava, that you can't have a stipulation made which will make it Isser Ribbis Deraisa even after the original loan was given, become a Ktsitsa Miyabai, you still would need to have a Ktsitsa somewhere. And in this case, there was no Zekiva done. He converted and that's it. So where's the Ktsitsa? So I thought perhaps we could suggest, I saw some other people explain that even there was a Ktsitsa and now there's an Isser, but it didn't really explain it so clear. But I thought that we can explain that really we have to understand in general. This sugya brings up the question, which we should definitely is worth looking at throughout all the simanim. At what point exactly is there an iser ribis? Is there an iser ribis at the time of the hava to make the hava? The arrangement itself is an iser ribis, or is there an iser ribis to collect the ribis at the time of piron, or maybe both? Like, so where exactly is the iser ribis? So it could be that the answer to this question is based on what we saw in this pasuk parsha, that like the Pulach Ritza quoted, there's a pasuk that says it's Kaspo Losi Lo Beneshech, but there's also another pasuk of Al Tikach Mito Neshech Lesharbis. So it could be there's two different Yisurim, as we saw. We know at the end of the parak, it says that you could be over a lot of Yisurim and it counts as Kaspo Losi Tim. And it also says Al Tikach Miito. That's a separate iser. The both iser midiraisa lechora. So it could be it's an aser midiraisa to make the arrangement. Even if you never collect the ribis, the fact that you loaned with the arrangement, you already violated an iser ribis. So now you won't collect the ribis. Good, but you already violated that ribis. No way to get out of that. If you do actually collect the ribis, so vayter you're over that ribis, that iser deraisa as well of Al Tikach Miito, that you took ribis deraisa. So that's also aser. And it could be that that's only aser if there was a ksitza. So in our case, even though the ksitza was done by heter, but there was a ksitza. So now that he's a Jew to a Jew, and he's collecting the ribbis, so now, Jew to a Jew, he's violating Al Tikach Miito. He might not be violating, he never violated Kaspar Chalusitin, Lo Beneshech, but he's violating Al Tikach Miito Neshech Pesarbis, based on the fact that there was a ksitza. Now he's collecting, based on that ksitza, he's violating the Isser of Al Tikach Miito. That's what I thought. Perhaps we could say, based on the psukim, that is the Issa deraisa that the Rush is referring to. I didn't see anyone who pointed out the psukim.
Yeah,
I don't know. You tell me if someone said it. I didn't see. Okay, I think it's pashit. Okay, good. Well, nobody here thinks I'm pashit wrong, right? Okay. Anyway, so getting back to the Rush. So again, it's not clear what the Rush holds, whether or not it's the rest of the Rabbanim, but let's assume, like most people understand, that to collect the ribbis that accrued while he's still a guy, so that's only Nisr the Rabbanim. But either way, as I pointed out, the language of the Rush doesn't sound like the Magen Mishnah. The language of the Rush sounds like he's not focusing on the fact that there was a Zakifa after the Halva. It sounds like he's focusing on the fact that there was no Zakifa before the... not after the Halva, sorry, after the conversion. Rather, the Rush is focusing on the fact that there was no Zakifa before the conversion. The Kaven... The low zuk from the middle of a komishes geyer hashu de kashamim rebisa, and that svara of hashu de kashamim rebisa sounds like it applies whether there was a zakifa afterwards or there was no zakifa whatsoever. So that would seem to be the halacha. And if we look at the Ritva seems to understand the same way, because the Ritva is focusing on something a little different. But he says the Brisa says Tana Rabbanan Yisrael shalava mashman agoy. So if the zakifa was done after conversion, so then the malva who was a goy and now is a ger cannot collect the ribbis. So the Ritva says yesh lemedim mikan who had in goy she yesh lo star chov al Yisrael yesh ribbis. Let's say if the goy would have a star chov against the Yisrael with a ribbis stipulation, with a ribbis arrangement beforeish. And before he did any zakifa, he didn't do any zakifa. Machar hagoy onasan aso shtar chov liYisrael. So he sold his shtar. He didn't convert. We're not talking about conversion, but he sold the shtar. He gave away his shtar chov to a Jew. So he says that some people understand based on this halacha, the asar oso Yisrael ligvos haribis kigoy atzmo shinskayer. That just like the guy who converts can't collect any ribis, so too this Jew who bought the shtar chov would not be able to collect ribis based on the shtar chov that was between the guy and the Jew lova. V'chein haya omer mori rav, but the Ritva thinks v'ein raya mechaveres ebeinai. The shani hacha shahagoy hazeh hu atzmo hilva ma shalo. That in the case of the Brisa and the Gemara, the guy himself was the one who loaned the money. Ukshagova osan. And when he comes to collect it, Achshav Nira, now he's a Jew, Achshav Nira ribis haba milova Yisrael lamalva Yisrael. So now he is a ger, he's a Jewish malva. So it looks like it's a Jewish lova paying a Jewish malva ribis. So that's why he can't collect the ribis. The avapi de b'shas hava goy haya, even though b'shas hava he was a goy, hash de b'shas kuvani Yisrael hu. But now he's Yisrael. Right? She's focusing on the fact that it's not milova lamava, but I wanted to point out that he's saying this idea, this similar svar to what Rush says, that it doesn't make a difference if the ribbis, let's say, was done while he was still a guy, but now hashtu b'shaskuvani Yisrael hu, now he's a Jew. Now is that svar that Ritva is saying that now he can't collect the ribbis, lechora, any of the ribbis? Is he saying that because of there was a zakifa? Obviously not, because in the case of the Brayso, there's a zakifa, but he's willing to compare it to a case of a mechira shachov without a zakifa. So lechora has nothing to do with the zakifa. He's saying this halacha without, not based on the zakifa, just in principle. Even though the guy, the ribis may be accrued while the mava was a guy, but if now he's a Jew and he's collecting it, so it looks like it's a Jewish lava paying a Jewish mava. It's nothing to do with the fact that there was a kifa la'achar shenis gayer. Just the fact that he's collecting it la'achar shenis gayer, that makes it usher. So it seems from the Ritva that lechora the Ritva would understand the same way like I'm suggesting in the Rush, that it has nothing to do with Zakifa. Just the fact that now he's collecting ribbis, even though it accrued beheter, but now he's a Jew and he's collecting ribbis, so it doesn't look right. And according to the Rush, it could be that the old ribbis, which accrued beheter, maybe is only nisid derabanan, and the new ribbis to collect would even be a nisid deraisa. So if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, to get to the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he basically says, quotes the language of the Rambam, Yisrael Shalav Amas Me'akum B'ribis V'zakon L'B'milv V'niskar Ima Shalom Niskar Zakon L'B'milv Gova Keren V'ribis. So if the Zekiva was done before the conversion, then he could collect the Keren V'ribis V'imishin Niskar Zakon L'B'milv Gova Keren V'loa Ribis. But if it's after conversion, then he cannot collect the Ribis. And then he quotes the other case as well. So on that statement where the Zekiva was done L'achar Shin Niskar Gova HaKeren V'loa Ribis. So the Taz in source 11, the Taz says v'loha ribis va'afilamash ala kom shenis gayer. He can't collect even the ribis that accrued before this Jewish this malva converted. And he quotes exactly what the Rush says. The reason of the Rush: the came in the loz rakam b'malva kom shenis gayer. Since he didn't do his kifa beforehand, hash to the kashogam nei ribisa. Can't cause of a Rush. Quotes exactly what the Rush says. And then he says because of a maga mishnah that after medina mutter. So the way that he quotes the Rush with the whole statement of the Rush and the reason of the Rush, and then he says because of Hamagam Mishnah that really Medina should be mutter for him to collect the old ribis, but so to me it sounds like the Taz understood that it was two separate shittos here, and that's the way the Taz seems to understand. Again, not like the Pashup Shah and the Beis Yosef, and certainly not like the Prisha, but the Shach does one better. The Shach, on the same comment of the Shulchan Aruch, he says again, if the zakifa is done after the conversion, so then he can collect the karam, not the ribis. So the Shach says, "Va'afilu ribis she'ala kol mishnas gayer." Even the ribis that accrued after he converted, he cannot collect. Even the ribis that accrued before he converted, he cannot collect. Harash vator. That's from the Rush on the Tor. And then he says, "V'kosav ha'magid harava magid min adin yachal legos mash ala kol mishnas gayer." Really, in principle, he should be able to collect all the ribis. Ad kan. And Shach wants him to die. Masha Kosov, Achar Zekiva L'Hachmer, that which the Magen Mishnah says, Achar Zekiva L'Hachmer, the Rebusa comer. That's just a Rebusa. That even if it is Zekiva, so he can't collect any ribis. But certainly, if he wouldn't have done any Zekiva whatsoever, then he certainly wouldn't be able to collect any ribis, even the old ribis, to Usher. After Mashalon Iskari, it would be Usher even to collect the ribis that was there. That accrued before he converted. So the way the Shach quotes it, to me it sounds like maybe the Shach is trying to put together the Rush and the Magen Mishnah, maybe like the Beis Yosef was trying to do as well. But the Shach explains the Magen Mishnah that really the Magen Mishnah, when he says that's lav davka achar zkifa, really the Chachamim tiknu lahachmir. Chacham made a takana to be machmer, but it's not dafka because of the zakifa itself. And lechora, the words of the Rashach is very difficult because it's not clear what. First of all, it doesn't seem to be the simple language of the Magen Mishnah. And what exactly does it mean that it's a special rabusa that if he does the zakifa, so that would be a reason to think that he should be able to collect the ribis that was there that accrued beforehand, but. Now there's a special chumra not to allow that, but really it's not because of zakifa. It's not really clear what that even means. And again, the kol shekein is not it's not the pashup shot of the Magen Mishnah, the chor. But even more than that, that which he says, v'chein kasev abach v'ater zav, so that's not so pashut at all. Because if you look at the Levush, in fact, in the Ter Zav, so Levush writes in in source 13. Yisrael shalav amas migob beribis zaken lab milvin eskayer. So I'm not gonna read the whole thing, but basically he quotes the halacha the way we said it up until this point, and then he says in the part that's underlined, or the one right before that, he's talking about the flip side case where the Yisrael is the where the guy is the lova. He says v'lav dafka zaken lab milva. It's not lav dafka because he did a zakifa that he that's the din elafil below zakifa nami dinahachi who gabi goy shalava Yisrael beribis aval in the underlined part avi Yisrael shalava migoy. In the case that we're discussing, in the case of Yisrael Shalav Migoy, where the guy is the Mava, Dafka b'zakifa havadina kamosha gesavna. It's Dafka because they made it a zakifa after the conversion. That's why the din is that he can't collect the ribis. Ava below zakifa, yochalik vos achar shenis gayer, haribis sha'ala kodim shenis gayer, ad shenis gayer. But if he wouldn't have done any zakifa whatsoever, so then he would be able to collect after the conversion the ribis that accrued before. He converted. But if a special chumrah with the rabbanan, because he did a zakifa, now he can't collect the ribis that accrued before he converted. So it seems pretty clear that the Levush is saying, the way we explained in the Magen Mishnah, the way the Prisha says explicitly in the Magen Mishnah, that it's dafka because of the zakifa that makes it him not allowed to collect the ribis. But otherwise, in principle, he should be allowed to collect that ribis. And that was Hechmir Alav Chachamim because of the zakifa. And then the Levush adds, "V'afshalomer the gam lo zakifa lo yigba." And maybe, Afshar, even if he didn't do any zakifa whatsoever, so maybe he still shouldn't collect. Afilu harib shalal kol mishnas gayer, shasalach chachamim. Maybe the chacham taka asked that as well. Lo mishum chumra, but not because of the chumra that we said before. Elo mishum kvodo k'dei shal yizkru lo shem the goyis begeris v'yesh lo lachos lechvodo. We don't want to remind him that he was a guy beforehand, so we don't want to ask that he should collect the ribis. That svara that the Levush made up sounds a little strange, because, I mean, it's nice that we want to protect his covenant, but we're talking about the guy is the malva. He's now a ger, so it's nice that we don't want to pay him his ribis, because, you know, we don't want to remind him he's a guy, but maybe he's mochel on his covenant and he wants to collect it anyway. So I don't know what that svara really means, but okay, that's the svara of the Levush. Either way, that going back to the Shach, to say that v'chein kasev atar zav, maybe in din the Levush has an efsher that maybe we can make up a new chumra why he shouldn't collect the old ribis, but certainly in principle he certainly didn't learn any kol shekein in the lashon of the Magen Mishnah that kol shekein, if there was no zakifa, he can't collect. That certainly is not what the Levush says. In fact, he says exactly the opposite, that he learns the Magen Mishnah the way we explained. And even that which the Shach says, v'kein kasev abach, so the Bach itself is also not so pashut. What does the Bach say? The Bach has a whole arichas to try to, has a whole analysis and language of the Rush. The fact that the Rush didn't say anything about the first case. This is where I mentioned earlier that we have Risha and Seifa. So he's talking about the case where the Skifa was done beforehand and the case where the Skifa was done after the conversion. So again, the first case where the Skifa was done before the conversion. So the halacha is go v'sakar and v'sarivis, but the Rosh doesn't explain which ribis. So machlokis ma'rik and shemus adeshin. In the second case where we say that the zakifa was done after conversion, then we say that he could collect the keren but not the ribis. And over there, the Rosh explicitly says that means he can't collect even the ribis that accrued before conversion. So why the Rosh only wake up there to make his comment? So the Bach is making diukim back and forth. And he says that he thinks, in the part that's online, Elevadim istabrele la rush, da haribis sha'ala kvar kodim shins gayer, the ribis that accrue before conversion, pshita de mutu lo likach, it's pashit, he should be able to collect that, the imkain, so, therefore, resha de brisa, that first part of the brisa, where the zakifa was done before conversion, lo istrach el lahatir afamash sha'ala achash shins gayer. It only is necessary to tell me that, to say that he could collect even the ribis that accrues that after conversion, mitaima, the kavan shezaken lav kol mishnas gayer chashiv kula kegavui. Based on that reason that we saw from the Shabbos session, that since he did his kifa before conversion, so therefore everything is like it's collected, everything is carried. Afa mash ala achan shezgayer, even that which accrues afterwards. Avo b'seifa the sakad edechamina deino asa ala masha ala achan shezgayer. But in the seifa, where you can still have a habit to think that it should not be usher for him to collect the older bris. So when it says in the halacha, in the brisa, the halacha, that if the zakif was done after conversion, then he can collect the keren, but not the ribis. So you might think that means only he can't collect the new ribis, but the old ribis that accrued beforehand, he can't collect. So there, hutzrach harash levar, there the rush has to explicitly, he has to wake up and explain, the besefa nami, asr likach af mash ala kom shizkar. The nami there is saying that just like in the resha, he was able to collect both the ribis that was there before and the new ribis, show to in the sefer as a parallel opposite, he cannot collect the new ribis nor the old ribis. So it seems from this language of the Bach, l'chora pashup shat, the Bach seems to be saying that the Rush would understand that really it's pashut that he could collect the old ribis. You don't need the Bryson to teach me that, right? So it's only that you need to learn in the new case. So what does that mean when the Bach says that? So when I read the Bach, it sounded like he's saying that really, if you wouldn't have any zakifa, okay, you could collect the old ribis. You only need a zakifa to allow you to collect the new ribis. That's the way the Shemesh understands, not the like Marik. Marik is saying that in this halacha, you have a zakifa, you can only collect the old ribis. But the Bach is saying, no. The Shemesh understood. What are you talking about? To collect the old ribis, you can always collect the old ribis. That, without any zakifa, you could do. So the only point of saying a special halacha that if you do a zakifa before conversion, then you can collect ribis, must be teaching you a chiddush that you can collect even the ribis that accrues after conversion. That's the way, and that's why the Trumas Neshon argues with the Marik, and that's the way the Bach understands the pshat of the Trumas Neshon l'chora. Although again, it's not so pashut that it's not mukhruch that the Trumas Neshon was based on that deek in the Rush, like the way the Bach is setting it up. It could be that the Trumas Neshon was based on a different diak, which I'm not going to get into, but it could be based on what he says by Rabbi Yossi or whatever. But the Bach wants to make it out that since the Rush didn't make his comment in the case of the Zekifa before the Hava, rather the Rush only had to make his comment in the case of the Zekifa after the Hava, so based on that analysis, he wants to say that it seems like really it was Pashut in the first case that he could collect the old Ribbis. It's only the new Ribbis, that was the Chiddush, and that's why the Rush... And that's why the Trumas Neshon says what he says. So, if that's the case, so Chor again, the Shach is 0-2. The Levush didn't say what he seemed to present for the Levush. The Bach also seems to say like what we said in the Magen Mishnah. Not like what the Shach wants to say, that if you don't have a Zekifa, then you can't collect the Elderbus. Sounds like the Bach is saying you can. However, what can we do? The Bach does in fact say exactly what the Shach paskins. In the last line of the Bach, we turn the page. V'zeh pashut, de'echad de'zol lo zvak van kol ikar, de'ein tzarech lomer de'aser apmash ala kom shenis gayer, de'ash du de'kshachar ribisa. So, what do we do with this Bach? Forget the Shach. It sounds like it's a stira in the words of the Bach. He had a whole analysis based on the fact that the Rush didn't say a comment earlier, it only made a comment later. Whole analysis says that Vade Mistabra, that the Rush understood that really it's pashut to collect the old ribis. So in the new ribis that I need to be taught that you can collect. So there, that's a whole chiddush, and that's why in the Seifa where you would have a havim that maybe you can still collect the old ribis because Medina you should be able to collect that. No, that's why the Rush had to say no, that you can't collect even the old ribis. So how could the Bach then turn around and say, yeah, but if you don't have any zakifa, then of course you can't collect anything. What does that mean? So, anyone have a suggestion?
The
Bach
is just saying that it's
pashut
in a case of zakifa that it's
motif b'klal. Very good. So I thought that maybe the pshat was that if you look closely at the Bach, he's not saying, he never said that it's pashut that the din is without any zakifa that you can collect the other ribis. He's just saying, like we find many times in Shas, what do I need the Tana to teach me this halacha? If you didn't know this brisa and you knew the case was that a guy was a malva, and before he converts he does a zakifa. So without any brisa, you would know, oh, we did a zakifa beforehand? Oh, of course. He should be able to collect at least the old ribis, at least the ribis that accrued before he'd be converted, he should be allowed to collect. Right? Like people want to suggest in Rashi on the daf, right? That pashut, he could collect that based on the zakifa. So what do I need a Tana to come and teach me that he could collect Gova Sakamis ribis? There's no chiddush in that. It only means that he can collect the old ribis. There's no chiddush in that. So it must be that Tana's coming to teach me that no, you should know that not only does the Zekifa allow you to collect the old ribis, but the Zekifa allows you to collect even the new ribis. And that's the way the Trumas Neshon explains. That's what the Rush holds. But he never said that if you wouldn't have any Zekifa, then you can collect the old rivers. That he never said. He's only saying, what do I need the Tana to teach me? What was the Chiddush of the Braisa? So the Chiddush of the Braisa is not to tell me to collect the old rivers, because I know with a Zakifa you can do that. I know with a Zakifa you can do that. But I don't know that you can collect the new rivers. So that, the Braisa, that's what the Tana had to come and teach me. So Lechora, in order to resolve the steer in the Bach, Lechora, that's what you have to say, is what the Bach was really trying to say. He's trying to figure out, what did I need the Braisa to come and teach me? And based on that, it's the same pshat, that's the basis for the Shemesh Edeshim, to understand that really the Zakiva before the conversion allows you to collect even the new ribbis. So Lechora, that's the pshat in the Bach. So okay, even so, so the Shach Lechora was corrected. The Bach does say explicitly in the last line, the way that he wants to say that without any Zakifa, you should not be able to collect any ribbis, even the old ribbis. But the Bach never quoted the Magen Mishnah. So if you look at the Lashon of the Shach, that Kol Shekein, which he wanted to say, the Pshat that he wanted to say in the Magen Mishnah, Lechora is not in the Bach and the Terzav. So Lechora, when he says King Kasev Bach and Terzav, he doesn't mean that Pshat that I'm saying in the Magen Mishnah, he just means that the din that I'm trying to say, Lechora is the din that they say. And again, as you pointed out, in the Levush, said Efsher, that should be, we should make such a Chumrah. And the Bach did clearly say it. But Lemaisa, Lemaskana, it would seem that you have, on one hand, you have the Rush, who, the way we explained, seems to understand that really it should be Aser Medina to collect the old ribbis. If you wouldn't have any Zakifa, let's say, Halacha Lemaisa, if there's no Zakifa whatsoever, and there's a conversion, so you certainly can't collect the new ribbis when the Gerek wants to come to collect. He certainly can't collect the ribbis that accrued after he converted. But what about the ribbis that accrued before he converted? So Lechora, he, according to the Rosh, Medina, he can't collect that old ribbis, because even though it accrued beheter, but has to hud the keshagam nerabisa, he should not be able to collect it. And that seems to be Lechora, the way the Bach might understand as well. Again, the Bach didn't say anything about any special chumrah, and the Bach ended off the same lashon of the Rosh, the hash to hud the keshagam nerabisa. He thinks it's pashut that if he didn't do any zakifa, then you can't collect even the old ribbis, because Hashu the Keshaka Ribis, like the Rosh said. So it sounds like Medina, that's true. And according to the Magen Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, and the Prisha, Lechora, it should be mutter for him to collect that ribbis that accrued before he converted, again, if he did not make a Zakifa. If he made a Zakifa, then it caused problems for himself. But if he didn't make a Zakifa at all, so Lechora should be able to collect the old ribbis. And according to the Rosh, so you have maybe a Chashash Kavod, so maybe there's an extra Chumrah. And I saw in the Gedulah Yitzchumah, I saw just this morning, Gedulah Yitzchumah, it's very confusing to go through Gedulah Yitzchumah, because I don't know what Kirsch else he had, but he's quoting all these different people, and the Marik, and the Chumash Zeshen, and everyone, but it seems like it's all mixed up in terms of whether or not he's talking about the case of the Goy the Mav, the Goy the Lova. So I don't know, everything seems to be mixed up a little bit, but either way, he does deal with this question outright. He says, Hadina Gimel. After he goes through all the different Rishonim, so then he says that there's a number of different scenarios that we have to discuss what the din would be. So he says, in this third scenario, Yisrael Shalava Me'akum B'ribis B'niskayar V'lo Zakva Klal HaRibis. And he didn't do any Zakifa. In Mutter Masha Ola Kom Shiskayar, is he allowed to collect the ribis that was Ola Kom Shiskayar? So he says, Lo Re'is Yishu Dibur Zem Afarshim. I didn't see anyone who talked about this case explicitly. Ela Ba'akam Shalava Yisrael. I only saw in the case where the Goy is the Lova. In that case, they discussed which ribbis he could collect. If there wouldn't be any Zakifa, what would be the din? Is the Kadeshal Yomru apply even without a Zakifa whatsoever? Right? So that they discussed. But, right, the Rush even talked about that. But in the case of the Goy is the Malva, so we didn't discuss it. So he says, no, he said they discussed it when the Goy is the Lova. But they discussed if there would be no Zakifa, so In the case where the guy's the Lova, that they discussed. But in the case where the guy's the Malva, nobody discussed that. So he says, it's not clear to me what the din should be. If the reason why, when he does the Zakifa after Geirus, it's usher to collect the old ribbis, is because we follow the Zakifa, we're going achar zgifa lahachmer, like the Magen Mishnah says. Im kein behal deleka zgifa mutter. So in this case, with the zon zgifa whatsoever, should be mutter. V'tayim mishum dehashtag shaka rebisa k'dmashma divay rush. But if the reason is hashta hu dekashagmin rebisa, like the Rush says, and he clearly, the Gedulah Yitzchumah clearly understands that they are two separate shitos. So if the reason is just because it doesn't make a difference that it accrued beheter, but right now he's a Jew and he's collecting it beiser, so then imkein behanami the lo zakov came into hashda shakam nerabisa aser. Now when there's no zakifa, it's the same din. If there wouldn't be any zakifa whatsoever, still hashda shakam nerabisa. So he says that therefore, he says in the last line, the kaven the suffix ebederabbanon, since at the end of the day, again, at least regarding the ribis that accrued kodem shinis gayer, it's only an issue of the rabbanon hamekel lohivsin. So he says that lemaisa halacha lemaisa, he wants to paskin that okay, you could be mekel because lemaisa it's a machlokas maybe between the rush and the magen mishnah, and he's willing to say that both reasons. It's not clear what the reason is. Again, the brisa speaks about a case of zakifa, so it's not clear whether I was dafka because it was a zakifa that the din was he can't collect any ribis, or maybe it was true even without a zakifa. So the Magen Mishnah seems to understand that it was dafka, a special chumrah, because of zakifa. And the Rush seems to explain that it's just because he didn't make a zakifa before the conversion, therefore he can't collect the ribbis. So since it's not clear, he wants to say it's only a isser ribbis terabana and hamekel lohivsin. So I don't know what we should paskin, but that seems to be the bottom line.